Video SLS, SLA and versatile materials, what's new in desktop additive? Desktop 3D printing is more well-known than larger industrial machines. This could be thanks to the consumer market for affordable FDM machines like this remarkably affordable monoprice unit. But can desktop printers be a viable option for end-use products? We spoke with Sarah Levy, User Services Lead at Formlabs, to find out about the materials and process options currently available in desktop 3D printing. Desktop SLS 3D printing. Selective laser sintering, SLS, is a powder bed process by which a laser selectively melts together powdered material. Fresh layers of powder are added to the entire volume of the build chamber, and the finished part must be removed from the powder after the process completes. One of the main advantages of SLS is that the build is supported by the surrounding unfused powder during printing. This allows parts to be nested or stacked in the build chamber, multiplying productivity. However, powdered materials are much more expensive than filament stock. Below are a few examples of desktop SLS printers. Formlabs Fuse 1. With a 165 by 165 by 320mm build chamber and a 10 watts laser, the Fuse 1 is a definite contender in the desktop SLS space. With a price tag of $9,999, small businesses and design offices can use the Fuse 1 to print complex, tough nylon 11 or nylon 12 parts. Visit the Formlabs website for more information. Sintrete Lisa. This machine features a slightly smaller build chamber, 150 by 150 by 200mm. The Lisa also has a less powerful 5 watts laser diode. However, it can print in standard nylon 12 or in a rubber-like material they call Flexa-Black. The Lisa also comes with a proprietary software tool called Sintrete Studio. Visit the Sintrete website for more information. Red Rock 3D. The Red Rock printer offers a slightly larger build chamber at 200 by 200 by 180mm. It also has a 5 watts laser diode like the Sintrete Lisa. Currently, the Red Rock desktop SLS printer can only print nylon 12, but the website claims more materials are coming soon. Check out the website for more information. Desktop SLA 3D printing. Stereolithography, SLA works by curing layers of liquid photopolymer resin with the light source. In what's called pure SLA, this light source is a laser. Digital light processing, DLP, cures the resin by projecting light in the shape of the entire 2D object slice onto it. The main advantage of SLA is that parts are isotropic. In other processes, like fused material deposition, FDM, parts are much weaker in the Z-axis due to the layer structure. Formlabs Form 2. The Form 2 is the most popular desktop SLA printer on the market. The build chamber is 145 by 145 by 175mm, with a resolution of 140 micron. As Sarah shows in the above video, Formlabs has realized the importance of materials options in making the Form 2 viable for production, rather than simply prototype, model and fit check uses. Watch the video for more on Formlabs' photopolymer resin offerings. The Form 2 can also enable you to perform molding processes, whether it's by printing a mold for injection molding or thermoforming in their heat-resistant resin. 3D Systems ProJet 1200. This printer has a small footprint and a small 43 by 27 by 150mm build chamber. According to the company, the ProJet 1200 is a new type of SLA called MicroSLAW, making it ideal for small, detailed parts. The resolution is 23 microns. This printer is designed for small parts prototyping and manufacturing, such as for dental implants, jewelry, or electronics enclosures. For more details on the range of materials available, check out the 3D Systems website. XYZ Printing Nobel 1.0A. This Taiwanese SLA printer has a build volume of 128 by 128 by 200 mm, roughly comparable to the Form 2. The resolution is also similar, at 130 microns. Lastly, the Nobel 1.0A and the Form 2 both offer auto-refilling resin, which helps make the printer easier to use. This printer supports an acrylic resin in several colors, a flexible resin, and a castable resin.